Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Right, that was John Mouse. Turn up the headphones. There we go. That was John Mouse from his album We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves, and the song Quantum Leap. And that, my friends, is the first song of the Dunkin' Donuts Best, well, Favorites of 2011 special. I've been away. Thanks so much to CJ for filling in. He did a great job from what I heard. I was able to catch a couple of the episodes. So thanks too much to CJ for doing that. I was in Ottawa, where I got to live out my dream of being an au pair to a high-powered business lady. And then I was in Mexico with my family, which was very nice as well. So lots of traveling, but it's good to be back, I gotta tell you. All of that to say, the reason that it's 2012 and I'm doing the 2011 stuff is just because I've been away. So I'm catching up with the old business, and after this week, then it's all 2012, straightforward, looking to the future. On today's show, all of the favorites that I had from the past year. Lots of local stuff. There were so many great local bands that put out great records. Some stuff from the States, other places. So much good music. I had to really pare this down. Already it's bursting. I don't think I'll be able to play my top 20, which is what I called it. But we're going to try and squeeze in as much as we can. John Mouse, he is a weirdo, and I really like him. That was sort of my biggest left field discovery. I hadn't heard of him before, although he's been doing stuff for years. And I heard that album, and it blew me away. So he was sort of the person that I was most bowled over by in 2011. My favorite new bands of 2011 were Babysitter and Korean Gut. Although Babysitter sort of started in late 2010, but they've only been around for about a year and a half, and they were very prolific in 2011. They put out 3.5 tapes. They had one split tape, and then they had 3 other tapes, and they really just did amazing stuff. Babysitter from Victoria. Korean Gut just put out 1 7-inch, but it was fantastic. Both of those bands were guests here on CITR, or on Dunkin' Donuts. And so let's give a listen to a couple of their songs. So when you hear my anthem from 2011 by Babysitter, it's called Gotta Be Me, Gotta Be Free. Let me tell you, I've been singing that for months now. And then Your Misery, Our Benefit by Korean Gut. Let's just listen to that. Okay, here we go.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, that was Weed from their EP With Drug / 80. That was the song With Drug. Great stuff. They're on tour right now with our precious CITR's very own little Hugo Noriega. We miss you, Hugo. But I'm glad you're here to hear you're having a great tour. They made it all the way down to L.A., and now they're back on their way up the coast. They play Olympia tonight, tomorrow in Seattle, and then on Vancouver they have a kind of a welcome home show. 360 Glen. That's on Saturday night with High Drops, Watermelon, and Pizza Sub. Fun times, guys. Glen 360 Glen, Saturday night. Before that, we heard Korean Gut from their fantastic 7-inch Your Misery Hour Benefit out on Mammoth Cave Records from Lethbridge, Alberta. That was the title track. Go check them out. Korean Gut are fantastic. You will not be disappointed. And at the top, we heard Babysitter, tape 5. Gotta Be Me, Gotta Be Free. And pretty much all of Babysitter stuff is available for free on their Bandcamp site. So even if you can't get your hands on the actual cassettes, you can hear all their stuff on Bandcamp. It's pretty great. Up next, I mentioned how prolific Babysitter were. Another man, Sean Nicholas Savage of Montreal, has been just as prolific. He released 3 albums in 2011. Tough to pick just one track to kind of sum that up, but I think my favorite album all told was Triple Midnight Karma, cassette that he released on Arbutus Records. This is the song Can't Get My Mind Off of You. It's fantastic. I know he kind of switches back and forth between sort of earnest acoustic music and cheesy synthy disco. I have affection for both. This is definitely towards the lounge lizardy synthy side, but it's still fantastic. I had the good fortune of seeing him at the Zoo Shop at the very beginning of 2011, and I really hope he makes it back to town very soon. After that, some No Gold and some Kel Rissa. Here we go.
I can't live without you. about a kiss so many times. The way I figure it, no one dies, so the flare's been in the air and it feels alright. All that I can smell is weed and act chamber. Keep looking around like I'm fucking up. I can't help but feel I'm losing something. And I gotta tell my little brother that I don't care. Should be the chestnuts on my windowsill, protect me from the spiders who wanna bite me. All I wanna smell back to in laundry. I take something from all that I see. All I wanna smell is unfamiliar food. My hair now completely smells like you.
All right, that was Calarissa from her fantastic album, Moon of Neptune. And that was the song, Moon of Neptune. Great job, Calarissa. Thumbs up. Before that, we heard No Gold from their self-titled album. That was the song, Weird Week. A lot of my favorite songs from that album are very long. So I chose a short one. It's a good song, too. But No Gold had a fantastic year as well. That's a great album. You should definitely find a vinyl copy because the vinyl sounds amazing. So good. And at the top, we heard Sean Nicholas Savage from one of his many releases that happened to be Triple Midnight Karma, the song Can't Get My Mind Off You. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Up next, Apollo Ghosts, local favorites, perennial leaders, always putting out, doing great things, blah, blah, blah. They put out an excellent 7-inch this year. It was called Money Has No Heart. The song Lightweight. when I saw Apollo Ghost play at the Planetarium, they played their... just one sec. It was one of my favorite shows of the year. I'm going to post all of my 2011 favorites on the Dunkin' Donuts blog. But Apollo Ghost played the Planetarium on June 21st with No Band and my friend Wallace. It was an awesome show. Congrats to Aaron for putting on a great fundraiser for the Girls Rock Camp. And when I heard the guitar line, the melody, whatever it is, from this next song, I almost burst into tears. Something about this I just find super sublime. It's incredibly beautiful. The song is Lightweight. I almost made it to the 7-inch release party for the 7-inch. But the day before, I became a dad. Eleanor was born. It was obviously the best thing of the year or the decade or probably my life. And so I didn't make it to the release party the next day. But I heard Adrian did a tribute for Eleanor with a shirt that said Eleanor. I don't think there's any photos. I haven't seen any photos yet of that, but that was very special to hear. Lightweight. This guitar melody, it's just so beautiful. And in the planetarium with the giant planets and stars floating above me, I was transported. Here we go.
than a heart-shaped ass.
That was Silver Shampoo from Denton, Texas, from their album Higher and Higher. I love this album. It's so it's not very the production. It's very fuzzy, but I like it fuzzy. That's how I like it. Jethro Skull, also a single of theirs. You can find it 7-inch. What's Your Rapture Records is their record label. Before that, we heard Peace from the album My Face, the song The Dark. Who doesn't like the dark? Back in stock at Red Cat, I finally got a copy of the vinyl there yesterday. I went to the release party at, what's that pub called? Down at the foot of Victoria Drive. But they didn't have any albums when they played the release party. So they finally got those in stock or got them back to Red Cat. Good stuff. And at the very top there, we heard Apollo Ghosts from their 7-inch Money Has No Heart, also in stock at Red Cat. That was the song Lightweight. The Black Lips, I had the good fortune of interviewing the Black Lips this year. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't really much of a fan before this year, but once I sort of there was an offer to interview them. I was like, I hear they're good. And I started listening to their old stuff. I really liked it. The new album is great. It's called Arabia Mountain. And we're going to hear the song Raw Meat off of that. That was a very eventful day. So they were playing at the Rickshaw. I went to watch the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals at Pat's Pub directly across the street. So watched the first two periods, one and a half periods, went over, interviewed the Black Lips. They talked about how much they wanted to have a riot. Maybe a little, you know, glibly, not really realizing the potential. I don't think anybody thought there was going to be a riot. I certainly didn't. I thought that was a kind of a joke. And then went back, saw the rest of the game, saw what happened, hid out at the Brick House for a while before the show, watched the riot, the video of the riots. Ugh. And then went and watched the Black Lips play at the Rickshaw. And it was a fantastic show. It was very good, and it felt very cathartic with all the bullshit going on downtown. It was just nice to see a good rock and roll show. So we're going to hear Raw Meat. They recently put out a video for this. It's very funny, them dressed up as cops. New York City cops, no less. After that, some Slim Twig from Toronto. I don't know much about him either, or I didn't know much about him, but this song, Priscilla, I love this song. So let's start with Black Lips and then hear some Slim Twig. Here we go.
Yes, I know a little girl who still
Visit the UBC Bookstore's new website at bookstore.ubc.ca. Get your course materials online, rental, used, and new. Rental saves you 55%. You can win a term's worth of rentals on the website and order stationery, clothes, and more while you're at it. bookstore.ubc.ca.
Almost out of time. There's only 9 minutes left, and there's so much more music to play. So I'm just gonna talk over this bit of Yacht. Yacht, sort of a Portland, sort of a what's that place in Texas? I don't know where they're living now. They're kind of the world now. Great album, Shangri-La. This is the song I Walked Alone. Before that, we heard Slim Twig from his Palmist split 12-inch with U.S. Girls. That was the song Priscilla. And at the top, we heard Raw Meat from the Black Lips, from their phenomenal album Arabia Mountain. Up next, Tennis. I have yet to see Tennis yet. They've come to town a lot, but it's never worked out. So we're going to hear a song off of their album Cape Dory. Just before I do that, I want to remind you of a couple shows happening this weekend. Friday night, Sleuth, Eek, Village, featuring my friend Al Smith, and Real Boys are all playing at Mad Hatter's, which is a place, Evans and Terminal. Look it up online, 654 Evans Avenue. I've never been there, but show starts at 11. Sleuth Winners of Shindig, it should be a great show. So that's Friday night. And then the Weed Homecoming Show happens on Saturday. That's at 360 Glen Drive, featuring Weed, High Drops, Pizza Sub, and Watermelon. What a show. I wish I could go to both of those, but I'll probably be too sleepy. What a life. But yeah, you guys should definitely check out the shows. Okay, so getting back to it, this is the band Tennis with their song Pigeon. Bit of a slow burner here on the Dunkin' Donuts 2011 Favorites special episode. Here we go. Oh no, that was Bill Callahan, who unfortunately didn't make the cut. We had to cut him from this. So great album though, Apocalypse. Here we go. Right, that was Tennis from their album Cape Dory, the song Pigeon. Nice job. Oh, damn. I think that's going to work. So this has been the Dunkin' Donuts 2011 favorite special. The complete list of my favorites, if you care at all, will be up on the Dunkin' Donuts website this afternoon. I include such things as my favorite movies, my favorite TV shows, my favorite Twitterer, that would be Dave Shumka, my favorite baseball players, my favorite shows, and favorite 20 kind of musical releases. I intentionally didn't order them because it was tough enough just to get it down to 20, but those were very exceptional. there. And the local stuff in particular is all just killer. Babysitter, Korean Gut, Weed, Kelarissa, Apollo Ghost, and No Gold. All amazing stuff. And Peace. Going to close things out with Eleanor Friedberger, who released her first solo album. It was called Last Summer. Came out in the summer. And the song I'm going to play is I Won't Fall Apart on You Tonight. She's just been added as a co-headliner to the Twin Sister show happening later this month at the Media Club. So that'll be very good. She played an in-store at Zulu that I was lucky enough to go see. James Canty was there too. Hunky James Canty. And that night she was up against the OCs. So the OCs won. But this time I'll get to see her and in a proper rock club, and it'll be a great night. So definitely check that out. The album is stellar, and that'll do it. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, it looks like I'm going to have to pre-record because of a work commitment, but I will pre-record the show. Anybody out there who wants to pre-record it with me, just get in touch, and sometimes this weekend we'll drink a beer, and we can pre-record with an audio recorder. Okay, thanks for listening. Podcast will be up at CITR.ca. Playlist will be up at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Have a great 2012. So much good stuff is going to happen this year. I love 2011, but 2012 is going to be even better. All right, here we go. Here is Eleanor Friedberger. Have a good day. Oh, why did you go to sleep? CD player, no.
You and me.
There we go.
Could go on and on and on and on, but it's not enough to not get along. And when you see my face and you see it's changed, you can't replace. And all the years we can rearrange. There's nothing wrong.